The government's latest inflation numbers confirm something many people have already noticed. Paychecks aren't rising as fast as prices. Today, the Labor Department said its main inflation gauge, the Consumer Price Index, was up 0.6% last month. That's the biggest increase in inflation in 2.5 years. NPR's Jack Spear has the story.
In its monthly assessment of prices at the consumer level, the government said prices were higher for a broad array of things we buy and consume all the time. Prices were up for food, clothing, transportation, and energy, especially energy, which was up sharply for a second straight month. John Sylvia is chief economist at Wachovia Securities.
Inflation's rising. It's not soaring, but it clearly is on an uptrend. And this suggests that as consumers look at their budgets, their real income, their disposable income, is going to be cut.
So far this year, the government's Consumer Price Index has risen at an annual rate of 4.3%. For many, wages just aren't keeping pace. And Sylvia says the price increases aren't confined solely to energy.
It wasn't just one segment. There were three or four core elements that were up, as well as the energy numbers which were up. So I think the broad base of price increases is a strong signal that, you know, there's a lot going on here.
But other economists were less concerned by the inflation numbers. They pointed to the fact that, stripping out food and energy, the core rate of inflation rose by a more modest 0.4%. Jim Glassman is senior economist at J.P. Morgan Chase.
The run-up in oil prices is not an inflation phenomenon. It's an adjustment in prices, and it looks like energy prices, oil prices, are beginning to stabilize a bit, and our expectation is we're going to see some relief this spring.
And Glassman says there are other factors that make him somewhat skeptical of the March inflation figures, including an early Easter holiday, which he says may have skewed the numbers somewhat.
There's a lot of activity generated by Easter, travel, buying of clothing, and I suspect that what's going on is a slight exaggeration based on difficulties in seasonally adjusting for Easter.
It's not clear how the Federal Reserve, which has already raised interest rates 7 times since last June as it seeks to keep inflation in check, will view the latest figures. In its just-released regional Beige Book survey, the Fed says while business activity has expanded recently, rising energy prices are intensifying in some regions of the country. Wachovia economist John Sylvia says another month of rising consumer prices, and all bets may be off.
If the market sees this kind of a number repeated next month, all the excuses about temporary jumps and unusual seasonal squiggles is going to go out the window, and I'm sure from the Fed's point of view, they're going to be very much more concerned about what's happening.
Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.